We're doing Sefer Masiyot. We're in the middle of the story of Elazar Ish Birata or Elazar Ish Buchya, Ish Bechuvya, who always gave what he had to charity, and then he was supposed to buy a dowry for his daughter, and he gave it all to charity except for one coin, and then he bought some flour, and he put the flour in the storage house, and when his wife went out to see, God had blessed the flour, and suddenly there was a tremendous amount of flour in the storage house. Now, we find that Hashem made such a miracle for the widow that sold feet in the days of Elio. So Hashem did it here too. In those days, Elio and the widow and her son lived off of that miracle until the drought was over. So here, Hashem made that miracle for this family, and that night she told her husband, "Look at what a gift God's given you. All the flour became so much flour." And he said to her, "Well, we're not going to enjoy it. We'll give that to charity, and you'll take your portion, just like I'll give the other poor. I'll give you some too." And that's how they lived. We continue with the story of Abba Yudon, who did a lot of charity. And whenever he'd see the collectors, he'd run after them and give them whatever money he had on hand. And he was very wealthy. But then he reached a point where he became impoverished, and he had nothing left but one field and one cow, and he made his living off of that. And one day, the great sages, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, together with their disciple, Rabbi Akiva, went to collect charity for the poor. And when Abba Yudon saw them, he went home and wept. And he said to his wife, "What am I going to do? The rabbis are going to collect for charity and I don't have anything to give them." And he was standing there weeping when suddenly his wife said, and we'll continue here next time.